Blog Talk Radio.
These things just took over me. Just took over my whole body. So I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love.
But brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man.
Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why? Why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future?
This is the training that's going to be given to you by the Wu. Brothers
and sisters. The revolution!
It's time to rise. The planet Earth belongs to God.
This is 1999.
Every square inch of it that he chose for himself is the best part.
The revolution should be televised.
Behind every strong woman,
to the highest power,
you'll find a strong man. And by every strong man, you'll find a strong woman. The universe is not completed without the sun, moon, and stars. That's man, woman, and child. So all you fake-ass niggas thinking you're gonna survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong. They have attraction powers on the planet. We are the original man, the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth. Father, civilization, and God of the universe. The population was 17 million, with the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million, all over the planet Earth. Arise, you dogs. It's the time for the revolution of war. That's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take them off your mental mentality. Take them off your brain.
Take the taint from my mind.
Leave all the cigarettes, the guns, the alcohol, and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body.
Take this taint.
It's destroying and decaying your mind.
Take this taint.
The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, 'cause there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, there's no hell below. But heaven and hell are just within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through.
There is only one God. There is only
it was told to me that man came from monkeys, that we were swinging from trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind.
Save the children.
You ever heard about the ape man
be free
and the ape woman? That has a beginning to him, and his ending is about to come.
Ooh, yeah. If you take one step, I will take one with you. You
It was 100% of us.
Save the children.
That came on the slave ship. 85% of our people was uncivilized. Poison animal eaters. They're slaves of mental death and power. They don't know who the true living God is, nor their origins in the world.
Save the children.
So they worship what they know not. And they're easily led in the wrong direction. Hard to be led in the right. And now you got the 10% who are the rich slave makers of the poor, who teach the poor lies and make the people believe that the almighty true living God is a spook in the sky and you can't see him with the physical eyes. They're also known as bloodsuckers of the poor. And then you got the 5% who are the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and know who the true and living God and teach that the true and living God is the supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace. Yeah.
The Holistic Art of War is a blueprint for holistic warfare. Holistic warfare is exactly what it sounds like. Being prepared for war holistically, universally. Prepared for war from all angles, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Universal knowledge kills ignorance universally. Remember that. This show was created to inspire and motivate. Not just to inspire and motivate, but to inspire and motivate movement. Through application to higher vibration. We want to move to higher vibration, and we want to do that with knowledge and application, not ignorance and procrastination. This is about learning how to become the best you you can be, the real you that you were naturally designed to be, not the superficial you or the you that you were programmed to be. To know thyself is to know thy soul, and that's the only thing that's real in this world of illusions. This show is for high vibration conversation. On this show, we do not allow mental masturbation. The purpose of these conversations are for mental procreation, to produce and reproduce results using practical, applicable knowledge. We don't debate, we discuss to get solutions and results.
Christ is not a man, it is a nature. A divine nature, born with it. But you have to educare, educo, draw out that which is within. That's the meaning of the word educate, the Latin derivative of the term educate, educare, to draw out that which is within. Once you lay the foundation of the basis of who you are based on your nature and the knowledge of self, you then turn to the external to find your place in the world. We are not down here trying to overthrow this white boy. You're down here trying to raise up God in yourself. Now, we made a mistake for almost 50 years trying to do Eurocentric left-wing politics from one white boy's head to another, Karl Marx versus the president, Karl Marx socialism versus capitalism, and we got the raw end of that deal. Our heroes and brains went to jail and got shot to death, and we still walked around scared as ever and twice as dumb, because we didn't know what we were looking for. In this book, there's a code based upon the lure of the Hebrew children. And that's important because those 12 sons are the 12 signs of the zodiac. Okay. If you wonder why this consistency of 12, first of all, there are 66 books in this Bible. Now, this is the Protestants' Bible. There are 72 books in the Catholic Bible, the Catholic Bible, the first Bible. This is the second one that is based upon Moorish science. The Kabbalistic system of writing was invented by your ancient ancestors and handed down through the ancient Osirian mystery system to those who now call themselves Masons, which is a Moor, which says he's you if it's a he, and she's you if it's a her. When she or he puts this kez on, the ancient Kemetic word for fez, which means crown, they're saying they're you. They are you by initiation. You are you by birth. The way out of all of this dialogue about your name being misplaced, owned by somebody else, is join the Masonic Order. If you want out of just that. But half of them in there, all they're getting is the money and not the divine honey. I don't want to knock the order. In some parts of it, it's excellent. In other parts of it, it's just as terrible as anything else. What I'm trying to point out here is the search is about the best of what you really are, the highest possibilities that the universe has granted you. That's who you must shake and wake in the boat if you're drowning. And drowning is when your bills need to be paid, when you're sick, when you're worried, when you're scared, when you're confused. That's your drowning. That's when you wake up your Christ in your boat, your vessel, to give you your answers, to calm your storms. Okay? A lot of questions that we're asking outside, we need to ask inside, because that's where they are. You know, and they're tailor-made for you and you and you. Nobody else gets your answer. Why is it doesn't always come through then? Something I discovered myself. I didn't always want the right answer. Sometimes I wanted my answer.
No, this is not a Hollywood blockbuster.
비행기들이
the planes crashing into these towers are real. And these buildings crashed to the ground, including one that wasn't hit by anything at all. The American population was terrorized, hypnotized, and traumatized by repetitive showings of the devastation, with the media repeating over and over that it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My confidence is up. I believe with all my soul. I could do anything that I put my heart into. I spend all of my time focused in the lab, coming up with these songs, mastering my craft. Cause I'ma need that boat if one of them aircrafts. God gave me a life, and I'ma live this shit. So what's up? Don't get your head bust up. You in my way, young brother. Get out my way, young brother, or I'ma run you down. You should've accepted my offer. Brush me off like it's nothing. I understand, no, it's okay. Run along now, you interrupting. The illest rap still active. More dope than all of my past shit. I was just a boy, I was only 19, but my mind be on some more next shit. Race don't matter. Your faith don't matter. The enemy is government tyranny. All that other shit don't matter. My confidence like armor. I know with all my being that I could do anything. I just work hard and I achieve it. Now watch me create money for the next 300 years. So my great-grandkids will eat food off of these words I'm saying here. Yeah, I wrote this with you in mind. I'm so far ahead of my time. My body will never catch up
to where my brain is at. Sometimes I gotta slow down and pace myself. I'm going too much over y'all head. My school of thought like the S-team, and some secrets are best kept sacred. It's one big religious war with these old books. Who's wrong or right? Who cares? Wake up, they diverting our attention to what's really going on right here, right now. Toxic food is causing cancer, you don't have to smoke. Toxic politicians, the system is rigged, but go ahead and vote. Race don't matter, your faith don't matter. The enemy is government tyranny, all that other shit don't matter. Your rich don't matter, you broke don't matter. The enemy ain't threatening our liberties, all the other shit don't matter.
This time, vote like your whole world depended on it.
Let's talk about it. The Holistic Art of War. Are you really ready for war? Tap in. Live on AscendedMind/BlogTalkRadio. Call in at 515-605-9749. Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/ascendedminds. Tap into the frequency.
Peace, peace, peace. Today, I want to talk about programs. I want to talk about the various types of programs. many of these programs you're aware but unaware of. So I'm going to touch on those, elaborate, maybe shed light on a few things. We're going to start with television programs. Television is just that. It serves one purpose, to tell a vision. See, when you turn on the television, you have channels. The purpose for these channels are to channel your energy. You have stations. What do you do with a station? Wait, station, stationary, stand still. What do you watch? Sitcoms, sitcom. See, what do you got? Commercials. Commercials are dealing with commerce. You have a remote control. You are being controlled. So someone sitting at a remote location controlling your program, the television show. It's showing the vision that has to be told. See, the program is designed to lure you in, basically. So when you see these commercials, so they put these thoughts in you, they make you want to buy things, they entice your children to want things. See, these commercials, see, this is how they put these programs into your mind, what gives you what you call the normal day-to-day needs and wants, different things that the people gotta have. Oh, I gotta have this. Oh, I need this. You would have never thought about this or that if you wouldn't have seen it on a TV commercial, heard it on the radio or something like that, you know. But, you have programs. You have a TV guide. It's to guide you through the programs, through the channels. Each channel has programs. People get sucked into these programs. You know, so you really got to be aware of that. You know, really personally, I don't even watch program television. You know, I wouldn't recommend it. You know, you choose to watch movies or different things like that. You know, control what you watch. And don't watch it for entertainment, you know. It's always something behind something, you know. Watch it, see what you can pick up from it. Maybe a hidden message or something like that, you know. There's plenty of those in movies, you know. But don't get caught up in the entertainment, because entertainment is inner containment. Understand that. Overstand that. Amusement. Amuse means to not think. So amusement is meant to not think. So you got to comprehend this language and these words. So you got to comprehend the spell and the spelling, the purpose of it. So you got to understand the grammar illusion that you're caught up in. You know, I know reality bites, but shit. You control your reality. It's based upon your perception. Don't allow things to alter or conceive your reality for you. You are the creator, the architect of your reality. You know, then also, you know, people learn to use your own intuition. You know, people take tests, apply for college, and if they're accepted to get in, they have to pay tuition. Why pay tuition when you have your own intuition? You're born intuition, but yet they got you thinking outside yourself. See, they got you going to school to get schooled. You know, see, that's another program, a school program. You know, they have lesson plans. Lesson, lesson, lessening, less than. To lessen. Lesson, less than yourself. See, the purpose of school subject is to teach you how to be a subject. Masters have subjects. So you're learning to be subject to a master. Become your own master. Become your own teacher. Nobody knows you better than you. Tap in. You've been tapping out for too long. It's time to tap in. See, you have to fear less and be more. See, they got you looking outside yourself so much. You don't want to rely on you. You don't want to rely on yourself. So you have to understand these programs that are in place is detrimental. You know, pay very, very close attention and take heed. Look around you. Open your eyes up. It's obvious. They put it right in front of your face, but they treat you like you're stupid. It's a giant hippopotamus in the room, but nobody sees it. Nobody smells it. Nobody hears it. But see, that's because you're programmed to be senseless. You know, that's part of the program. You know, it's to dumb your senses down. So you get caught up in the propaganda, which is the prop agenda. You know, you have to be keen to this. Use your senses. Keep your senses keen. See, but then that plays into the diet and also the things that you put into your body. You know, where your mind is at, you know. Because if your body's in bad shape, your mind's in bad shape. You know, so we need to get our minds right. Literally. See, this left brain program is killing the world. See, we need to go back to our right side, being creative, our creativity. You know, creation. Like I said again, learn to rely on you. You see, because see, that brings me to the next program, which is a religion, the religious program. See, religion is to rely on or to bind back. But to bind back to what? To rely on what? A higher power. I hear a lot of people say that. Okay. It would be nice if you could just rely on a higher power to take care of everything for you and everything is a Hakuna Matata. But that's not the reality of this world. See, you have to take action. You have to make things happen. You know, you have to assist yourself. You know, you have to learn to rely on yourself. See, but that requires discipline. See, but discipline, see, that's inner eye. That's the inner eye. Pupil. Pupil is also another name for student. See, that's the real student. See, learn to master in. That's the real degree. Use your inner eye. Use your insight. Be sightful. Be mindful. Be thoughtful. You know. Furthermore, you know, see, and then you got to realize that all of this, see, this plays into, you know, the government program. See, the religious program, the government program. See, depending on your government, that determines if a nation, that determines a nation's religious standpoint, you know. But every government that's set up has a religion or a religious faucet that it also uses to control people. Because some people may not be pro-government, but they're pro-religion and vice versa. So it's just a way, another way to program or to reinforce the program. We can't get you with this station, with this program, we'll get you with this station and that program. You go to church for service. Church program, they say it right there. What service is being provided? Why is there still, you know, so much violence? Why is there so much, you know, poverty? Why are the communities so terrible? You know, why is the world in the state that it's in if the world is so religious and we have churches and mosques and synagogues and all of these places? If we're really following, these people are really following these commandments and these laws, and if they were treating their neighbors and treating people as they want to be treated, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself, then that means there will be no poor people. There will be no homeless people. You know, people will care for each other the way they want to be cared for. See, but we're not going to go off too deep into that. Also, but before I move on, especially in what we call the so-called black community, service, church service, what service is being provided? Really, what service? What service is being provided? Because if a service was really being provided, the churches wouldn't have members that are on social services. See, that would be a need that would be met. See, you would take care of your own. They wouldn't have to seek government assistance or pay for child care, daycare. These things would be provided by the church. The community would be better taken care of. It would be in better condition. The people that own these churches or the people that run on the heads of these churches would live in these communities. They would invest in fixing their own communities up. They would buy property, buy land in these communities, make them their own communities. See, but that all feeds into the agenda. You know, see, the government program, you know, that's the program overall. See, that's the program that pretty much dictates the other programs. You're dealing with politics. It's a pile of ticks. Poly, many, you're dealing with many ticks. Bloodsuckers, parasites, leeches, politics. See, a lot of people will say it's a conspiracy theory. No, it's a fact. It's not a theory. It is a conspiracy. Your government is conspiring against you. Your government has betrayed you. Your government is violating your constitutional rights. So no, it's not a theory. It's a fact. Your government is allowing you to be poisoned through many different forces. Your government, they're well aware of what's going on. This is part of the depopulation. See, but you got to pay attention to more than those soap operas and reality shows and the music videos and, you know, all of that nonsense, those distractions. You know, detach from these programs. You know, you have to learn to detach. See, because if you don't detach, you're going to end up sucked in. When you get sucked in, you might end up stuck in. And I don't think you want to end up stuck in. See, because we already living in a situation that's, I don't really see it getting any brighter, you know. I don't really see it getting any better. But, you know, people are caught up. They're stuck in a world of amusement. But they don't realize amusement, amuse, to not think. You know, you got to understand that. You know, don't get caught up in that. Don't get sucked into that, you know. And then as far as the education thing, you know, you can self-educate yourself. I mean, because if you really think about this, you know, if you had your own land, your own property, if you had your own business, this is something that you can pass down from generation to generation. Why would you save up your hard-earned money to put your children in a school system to learn to work hard, to be a good worker for a master? It's not you. It's not your family. This is taking outside of your family. This is actually poor economic practice. Because you're raising this money, you're paying tuition for them to go and learn a trade or go off someplace else to do whatever. Hopefully they succeed in whatever it is that you know, pay for them to go and do. But yet still, you have a trade that you could have passed down. You have land. Who's going to man the land if everybody's going off to college to be collar workers? So that means the land, it gets lost. It's not going to be kept up. You know, the parents can't keep it up. They're older. You can only do it for so long if your body sustains, as long as your body sustains you. You know, so, you know, we're taking outside of ourselves once again and pushing it out, giving up energy to the wrong forces. And we have to understand to harness our own and to keep our own. Your children are your legacy. Those are your roots. You have to plant firm roots. You have to nurture those roots. You have to plant roots and fertile soil, proper nutrients. You know, life is a tree. I'm sure you want your tree to blossom. See, but you got to really learn to detach, because a lot of these distractions, they're really, really dumbing you down, you know. And in this day and age, in this time that we're in with these illusions, you really have to be sharp. You really have to have your mind right and be on your best game, you know. You have to be in your left and right mind, you know. But it could be possible, you know, if everybody collectively, you know, got together, everybody collectively, you know, took back their power and used their power to regain control over the chaos that's going on, the parasitic chaos that's going on, you know, and maintain order and bring back order, you know, but that requires discipline. You know, so I think we all have to use our insight and look inside ourselves and find our higher self and aspire to become our higher self and to project those high vibrations that are on the inside, project them on the outside, and help that to manifest the world around us, because we do have the power and the capability. Again, we just have to take. Excuse me. Just have to tap in, you know. So it's just something that it has to be done, you know, because they're doing it. They're using it against us, you know. You gotta understand the order of things, you know. And I don't really like to use the word understand, but for some they have to understand before they can stand over, you know, or stand up at all, you know. So really. Look at what's going on around you. Put down the cognitive dissonance. Stop the denial. Just analyze it for what it is. It's clearly in front of you. You see the hippo. Stop trying to look around it. I know you can smell it. I know you hear the hippo. You hear it. You know? Pay attention. Talk to it. See why it's there. Might find out some interesting things, you know. But, Yeah, definitely. Got to be aware of these programs, you know. They're really designed to, you know, keep you captivated, you know. Key word, captive. Captive for what? You know, we have to detach. These parasites are latched on hard. Got to break that, you know. Got to break that. Nobody wants to be worm, fool.
Or do you? If so, you got to do better. You got to do better. You got to want better for yourself. You got to want more for yourself. Remember, always do right by yourself. If you don't, who will? Right knowledge corrects wrong behavior. Learn to go right, stay right. But I just wanted to share that with you. Real short, real sweet, nothing too lengthy. You know, straight to the point. I'm doing a lot of traveling, so I had to take set aside some time to actually present the eulogy for today. But even though with that being said, you know, I know it's been a couple of Sundays since I had any discussions or since I've been on. But let's set aside some time to, you know, get with you and just let you know that everything's still going, everything's still good. Just had to take some time just to do some things, some traveling, get some things in order, some resting, you know. Much needed, you know. Business has to be handled. But, like I said, I'm not going to keep you long. I just wanted to share that with you. Short, sweet, to the point, nothing lengthy. So, until next time, family, rise and be greater.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together.
Relax and reacquaint yourself. Get back to that original, primitive, savage, naked self. Brace yourself, recreate yourself, make yourself. For too long you've been taught to hate yourself. Man, don't forsake yourself, reawake yourself. Take yourself much higher. History's not our story, man, the devil is a liar. Listen to nothing the outside world says about you. The world is made to reroute you, distract you, and then doubt you. Most these rap about the world, KRS is about you. So remember what I taught you about how to in and the out do. Go inside your inner city, quickly going in you. Have an interview with that energy that's within you. Ask yourself, why you? Why now? Why here? Then it becomes quite clear. You are divine. You should not fear. Bills, you should not fear. Thrills, you should not stare. Focus your attention on G-O-D, which is right here.
Back together. Reconnect.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, no one's ever gonna tell you that you are divine. Cause they ain't reached that mind in all this time. They still are blind. They tell you get in line, follow them and look for signs. Man, it's baby milk. Here's the raw meat, yo, it's cooking time. It's the way in which you look at brain and look at mind. You thinking they the same, but if you look again, you'll find the whole design of nature's really from a gifted mind, a divine mind, outside what we call space and time. This divine mind is what creates brains, hearts, and livers. This divine mind produces butterflies from caterpillars and everything that quivers. Brains don't make brains, the process of birth does. I'm telling you, life is a game. With its own mind, its own name, and its own aim. It's simple and plain, divine mind produces all brains. You are a divine mind first, which then produces your brain. Divine intelligence or God, that's from which you came.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together. Remind yourself.
Jesus later on took that up in the Romans they call Christus. It is first appears in African Christ. The concept of the Christ, the eighth form, the seven stages are forms of man, which then becomes the supreme divine form, the Christ. Hence you have Christianity before Christ. The idea, the concept, even the words, even the images, the virgin birth, the three kings, those are Egyptian ideas. Those were the three great stars in the firmament, the three kings, which then became the three powers on earth that came to worship the divine form. It's all there. It's on the temples of Luxor before the birth of Jesus.
I say yes to life, respect for life. It's my birthright, a successful life. Like plants, I absorb the light. Deep roots fed by the source of life. Flow with the course of life. Relax or resist, your choice in life. Let go, don't force through life. I let the universe support my life. It started with changing my attitude. Replacing my worries with gratitude. Surrounded by all these free jewelry. So clearly I see opportunity. I got air in my lungs. I know I'm supported in love as below so above. No matter conditions, it's all for the good. Like the lotus that grows from the mud. Trust, be true to yourself. Be here in the now. Love, like a mother and child with a breath in his mouth. The milk is the dial. When we own our purpose, we'll always be nervous. There's nothing we're lacking without. Give thanks and praise and light up the stage. And let it be raised to the clouds. Trust the universe. 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 Blessed, I let go stress and got no regrets whatsoever. So grateful, so thankful, change only made me better. We be in our egos, we be thinking that we know it all, but the universe knows better. I don't know the future, what the forecast holds, but I know to adjust to the weather. I realize I don't have no opponents, learning how to trust myself. Everything come together for the good of all things. It's the way that the universe built. Our ancestors built pyramids and aligned the grid with the stars. So in future times, their great-grandkids can be reminded of who we are. God, our bodies are made of stardust. Abundance is in us, around us, and part of us. And we got the infinite power within us to manifest anything possible. Trust and believe every positive thought is a seed in the garden. Be mindful. Plant what you need and water that seed. And then you gon' eat when it's time to. I'm just here to remind you. Trust the universe. 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 Trust the universe.
Meaning of faith is to walk in belief.
Every image on my vision board is an affirmation I'm living towards. Listening to that inner voice from the higher source of my life force. Get in tune with the way, reaffirming every day when I sit and meditate and let it marinate. Do what you love, never work a day. Only good things gon' gravitate. Set goals, but I'm open, blocking no blessings, flowing like waves in the ocean. Plant seeds every year when the spirit most clear. Align with the time of the winter solstice. Practice then in the moment. Set intention and I'm on it. Then I get that blessing from the universe, just like I want.
I believe in me. I believe I can.